Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, I think. Is it Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday. Packers are back at it. The offseason program is underway. We are 9 days away from the NFL draft. Just had a podcast put up with my good boy, Billy. They're talking all things green and gold. Make sure you check that out here when we're finished. Hope you're all doing well, wherever you are. Good to see Packers fans already mixing it up and responding to the headline and subject of the video. It's so rare that that actually happens. Peter Schrager, NFL Network, dropped his first mock draft earlier this morning and has Georgia's Mims, the offensive tackle, Amarius Mims, going to the Packers there at 25. And I can already see the pushback in the comments. I'm all in on this idea. I think, yes, he's inexperienced. He has only started 8 games. That is well documented. Yes, his tape is a tad uneven, but you can certainly see the potential. You can certainly see the long-term idea of getting in early with this kid. And if there is a team that has shown they have no problem bringing guys along slowly, probably mixing them in as they go, their rookie years essentially, look no further than what they did last year along the offensive line, both with Walker and Nyman platooning and then Runyon and Ryan platooning. Who's to say they wouldn't have Mims and Tom platooning at times? Who knows? And then maybe Tom pushing in at center. Now, obviously, there's a long way to go before we get to any kind of realistic discussion in this regard. But, you know, with Myers coming up on the last year of his deal without an extension, smoke screens maybe, but maybe some real talk about Tom possibly moving to center, finding a guy who would essentially dip his toe in the water his rookie year and then maybe take over at right tackle in his second year in 2025. That makes a little sense. I'm not saying like that's the plan, but I could see it. I could see a path forward there. And as far as there was one comment I did want to touch on here, and this is, I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm going to pick on Mr. Tundra a little bit here. Mims has trouble sustaining blocks in the run game and is pretty inexperienced, maybe a third rounder, but not at 25. How many times do I have to say into a microphone that the draft is not about what you have done in college? It is about what you are projected to do in the pros, especially early in the draft, especially in the first round when you have an extra year of control as a team with that fifth round option. You are projecting forward. It's not to say that you completely dismiss what's on the college tape. Of course not. But you are projecting. And the value of having a guy who has the capability, if you look at just the measurables and where he could potentially end up, the idea of investing long-term in that player makes a lot of sense. The third round thing, he's not done all these other things in college, it doesn't mean a whole lot. I'm not saying you completely dismiss it, but it doesn't mean nearly as much as where teams, not the public, not the media, not the draft nicks, but where teams project guys to develop within their program. I say this every year. I went on my tirade about it after the Rashawn Gary pick, after there was so much negative pushback from it. Every single season, I'm going to probably say this until I'm in a nursing home somewhere and everyone's like, oh, thanks, Grandpa Nagler. But I'm going to keep saying it. Don't look at what they did in college. It doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot once they get to the NFL. What matters a whole hell of a lot more is where the team is projecting that player to go, especially within their program, what they want to do schematically, who they want to line up with him, who is the coach who's going to be working with him. Don't forget, they brought Mims in for a pre-draft visit. Now, that could be smokescreen, no question about it, but it could also be, how does this kid relate to the coaching staff? How does he learn? What does he know about the game? And can we throw things at him and can he adjust? There's so much information that we are not privy to. I beg you, I am on my knees begging. Don't be so dismissive about what he could or couldn't do in college, because a lot of times he might not have been asked to do what the Packers are going to ask him to do at the pro level. I got to get it out of my system every year. And I appreciate the comments. I appreciate you guys checking out the stream. I'm sorry I'm such an old grumpy old man about this shit, but it bugs me to no end. She said, Joey, what's going on, man? Thanks for super chat. Getting yes to Mims to Green Bay, I would be so happy. So you're the one. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know there are other people who would enjoy the pick, but that's the idea, man. Get a really somewhat raw, but incredibly talented young player who has unlimited potential to grow. Get him in your program and get to work. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. Pappy's is overrated, LOL. Yeah, I'm the guy who started all that. Serious question. Do the rookie O-line guys get a lot of snaps on PAT field goal? Oftentimes, yes, that can happen. Not always. It's not, you know, lock solid. But more often than not, yeah, you'll see a lot of rookies, regardless of position, but certainly linemen, out there for field goal protection, point after attempts, etc. There's certainly a lot of those body types and no doubt rookies that are utilized there, but it's not always just rookies. Like Bakhtiari was on field goal protection for a long time. You know, you want your best guys out there. What else we got here, folks? We got Jiggins. I'm here, Nags. Everybody can calm down now. Thank goodness, man. I was starting to get worried. I was wondering where you were at. Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? Ski, what's up? Any ideas for plans for 25 draft in Green Bay? Would love for you/Cheesehead TV to get more national recognition. Well, that's very nice of you to say. Nothing yet. We certainly have started to kind of formulate some plans within, you know, Cheesehead TV. We have certainly reached out to the Packers, and those discussions are ongoing, but nothing even close to concrete yet. We're going to get through this draft first, and then we'll probably turn our eye towards what we want to do next year when the draft is in Green Bay. We will certainly have a presence in Green Bay that entire week. I'll be flying out for it. Corey obviously lives there. We'll probably have a lot of other Cheesehead TV folks hopping on board as well. It is going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. I am fascinated to see how the Packers and the city work together, given their kind of sniping at each other in the media, especially once, you know, next Saturday rolls around and all eyes turn to Green Bay after Detroit. That'll be fun. Brandy, Nags, you were generally happy when the Packers shocked everyone taking Love in the draft. I hope to get to that point one day. I was just ready for a new day. I mean, people accuse me of hating Aaron Rodgers, and that is not the truth, not the case at all. But I certainly was ready for a new chapter with the Green Bay Packers, and selecting Love absolutely meant that we were headed that way. And that's what I was excited about. I mean, I like Love the player. I didn't have any idea how he would pan out in the NFL, but I loved that Brian was getting ready for another chapter. That's what I was most excited about, you know? And hey, it goaded Rodgers into, you know, a couple more MVP seasons. So the best of both worlds there. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Watching second round at Stadium View. Corum in the second. There you go. Stadium View, the second round of the Stadium View. You should check out Ross and Andy at Badger State. I mean, if you're going to be in the area, they're having a whole shindig for the second round. And then you can have your phone on the live stream for Cheesehead TV. You can have all the best stuff. I love Corum. I said it, I believe, yesterday. Corum's I would absolutely be thrilled if the Packers drafted him. I know all the caveats from the draft nerds aside, I just love the player, and I'd be so ecstatic if he was in green and gold. Joey, what's up, man? I feel like Green Bay has been more willing to start rookies right away. Look at last year. Mims can definitely start right away. I'd be very surprised if he started right away. You're right. They have certainly not been afraid, especially last year, of throwing those rookies out there, right, and living with those growing pains. I think a lot of that would depend on how he looked in training camp and preseason. You know, those pads come on, things start getting a little bit more physical, see how he looks. And if he looks like, okay, he's not a fish out of water, he's handling it, then maybe. But I think we're a long way away from that. Like, hell, they got to take the kid first. Who knows? They'll probably end up taking somebody we haven't even talked about. But if that were the case, yes, you're right. They've shown they are not afraid of the growing pains in certain situations. But I do think, especially given how much they have shown a willingness to juggle things along the offensive line, not just from week to week, but literally from series to series, I would think they would ease him in, given how little he's played up to this point. That's just guesswork on my part, obviously, but that's where I'm at. Joe, what's up, man? Packers have had recent success drafting guys whose last year in college definitely wasn't their best. Love, Reed, Wicks are a few. Thoughts? I think it just speaks to the totality of their worldview, right? I mean, you could go back and say the same thing about Brett Favre, you know, as far as Wolf being adamant that he was the guy, right? You know, he did not have nearly the year, his last year in college, that he did the year previous. And, you know, a lot of times that's what it's about and going and seeing. Because, look, Jordan Love is a perfect example, as you state. He's a guy who his final year in college was a bit inconsistent, a little rough at times. And you look back the year prior and he looked a lot better and a lot more productive. Well, what are the surrounding reasons? What are the things that, you know, were contributing to that? And I think that just speaks to how Green Bay treats the process, right? You're not just looking at that final year. You're looking at his total work, body of work. And again, taking all of that information and all of the stuff that you can see on tape and projecting forward. I mean, I can't say it enough. I'm going to beat it to a bloody pulp by the end of next Saturday night. But it is not about what you did in college. It is about how they project you to work in the NFL. In their program. And clearly you have to look at the totality of their career in college to even begin to answer that question. Greg, what's up, man? I guess what I want to know, which side is more right, city or team? Thoughts? Can of worms. More right. I don't know. That's tough. I mean, essentially it's probably the city because I mean, the team is trying to get ahead of a deadline that doesn't exist, you know, other than to say, you know, we want to make sure we're kind of set when the new CBA comes and goes and the negotiations, right? They're trying to get out of their lease or trying to renegotiate their lease, which is 9 years into the future as far as the deadline goes, and then has, you know, 2 years, 2 year options for 5 years or whatever. Like, they are way ahead of the game there. So the city's just hanging out and going, okay, that's great that you want to lower all this and you want to do all these things, but we, you know, we're fine with the way things are. We need that money. We count on that money, you know, as far as their budgeting, things like that. So, you know, that said, as I said on the interview with the mayor, and as I've said, I think on other platforms, you know, the city has to understand what a unique position they are in and a unique partnership they have and what makes it so unique and special and, you know, indispensable really for the city. I mean, saying things like you should dip into your investment fund and things like that just belies a position that suggests you really don't understand the unique nature of what you have. But that's just as that was pretty well covered in transplants, I think. What else we got here, folks? John, what's up? I barely watched any football since the 2014 collapse. I felt like that was the end of their window. They made a couple more runs, but getting rid of Rodgers renewed my interest. Nothing against AR. I don't think that's an crazy statement. I totally get it, man. It absolutely felt stale there towards the end. And yes, it got exciting. 2020, which is weird because it was a pandemic year and there were barely fans in the stands, right? But they made a run. But yes, seeing things end repeatedly again and again and again in the same fashion, yeah, it got stale. And I think there was a real kind of sense of renewal last summer that you could feel. I'll never forget at Stadium View, we had that watch party. A lot of you guys, some of you guys came out. Ramage was there. We had a bunch of Packers fans, and you could just see it on the field how much these guys, how young they were, how in each other's corner they were, the kind of collective vibe around the team was so different. And that's not to, you know, cast any aspersions on Rodgers or some of the vets who had been with him for so long, but man, you could see it. You could sense it. It was palpable. And people in the organization talked about it. It's like, no, I'm not saying this as some dude just watching from the outside in. Like, there were lots of people in the organization who mentioned it, you know? So I feel you, man. And I get the 2014 thing. That was, talk about taking your beating heart right out of your chest and showing it to you. That's kind of what that NFC Championship game collapse was. So I don't blame you for maybe taking some time for yourself. On Culture, what's going on, man? Next, today's jams are real old school. In the Mood by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Outstanding song. and April in Paris by Count Basie and his orchestra. Two excellent selections. I love In the Mood. That's a great, great track. Totally classic. Mike, thanks again, man. They could move the Packers to Appleton West, Nags. Okay, relax. Although, go Terriers. Uncultured, thanks again, man. Random Packer, Eric Matthews, was a rookie on a Super Bowl team. I made a Boy Meets World joke when I saw his name in the program. Boy Meets World. You know, I got to say, been doing Packers Daily for a while now. That is the first Boy Meets World reference we've ever had. Congratulations. Way to break the seal. Outstanding stuff. Mark says, I don't understand all the talk about Tom to center. Current center was a high draft pick. Can't see how they don't ride that out. Well, correct, and that's entirely possible. But said center, who was selected high, has 1 year remaining on his contract. And as of right now, it has been tumbleweeds when it comes to any potential contract extension talks, which would suggest, usually, not always, but usually, that they're ready to, probably play out his final year and then bid him adieu. And as far as Tom, he played center at an outstandingly high level in college, and Brian Gutekunst has said he thinks his best spot is at center. So yeah, I wouldn't dismiss it. I think it's a real possibility, and maybe not even this year, but it could be coming in 2025. Don't forget, they ran Tom at center with the starters last summer. Say that five times fast. It's not like this is idle. It's not like coming out of nowhere. The breadcrumbs are laid. You can see the trail. It's not an impossibility. Definitely. Dustin, thanks for the super chat, man. I know it'll never happen. I love these. I love things that start with, I know it'll never happen. I know it'll never happen, but a guy can dream. Getting Buda Baker for a second. Yeah, it's never going to happen. A Buda Baker for a second round pick to pair McKinney and Alexander. Wow, what a secondary. Dustin, I'm going to quote my friend Steve Martin, as I did yesterday. Let's come back from La La Land, because that ain't going to happen. You're right. A man can dream, and far be it from me to crush your dreams. Jack, thanks for the super chat, man. Any chance Packers trade up or trade down? I'm feeling yes, there is a chance. Never tell me the odds. I think a much better chance to trade down than up. That's just me. I know he being Brian, has traded up quite a bit in the first round, but I'm betting there's a better chance he trades down this particular year. Taylor, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Matt Brock. Ooh, a first time usage. Well done. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, Edwards got Random Packer, Sanjay Beach. I believe that has been utilized before, but it's always good to get a Sanjay Beach reference in. John, thanks for the super chat. Love Mims to the pack as well. Random Packer, Quentin Rollins. Baby, Quentin Rollins. Yikes. Trying to give me bad juju over here. Mike, thanks again, man. Key question, will we get Banky Rant draft night? I'm fascinated to see how this plays out, because especially for round one. Now, you know, day three, Saturday, we settle in, get a long stretch ahead of us. We can build up to it, right? There's enough we can do to, like, you'll lay the groundwork for a Banky Rant. But on Thursday night, I think it's going to be tough, because he's going to be at the draft party. First time we've ever done this. And if you guys don't know, if you're in the Green Bay area, please come on out. Corey Banky hosting a draft party. It's $5 at the door. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got Carry the G on offer. We got Carry the G specials. There's going to be a raffle. There's going to be artwork being done while we're waiting for the Packers to pick. You're going to be part of the live stream. It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be a ton of Packers fans there. Corey will be there mingling, talking, but also on the live stream. So I don't know how much he'll be kind of able to rant, because, you know, he's got adoring fans that he'll have to deal with. But it's going to be a good time. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you guys can check it out. We'll be live all seven rounds like we are every year. God help us. But yeah, night one will be interesting. It's going to be a good time. Charlie, Random Packer, Baoju. Man, love me some Baoju. She said, Joey, what's up? Last time Green Bay took a first-round tackle, Brian Bulaga. Was Bulaga? Is that right? Because Bulaga's rookie year, they won the Super Bowl, right? Didn't they take Sherrod the next year? Isn't that? Am I getting the timelines messed up? Sherrod before or after Bulaga? I can't remember. But Bulaga, yes, they won the Super Bowl his rookie year. So that's pretty dope. Uncultured, what's up? Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. I don't know what that's about, man. But God bless you. M, what's up? Thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Are we sure a first-round player to develop is the right choice this year? I feel like this team is ready to roll on a Super Bowl run. Always go, Pack, go. I'm glad you brought this up, man, because I do see this sentiment quite a bit. And it's like, do we all really think that this team doesn't have needs and or areas for development and they can just eschew that and say, you know what, go for the gusto, damn the torpedoes, let's win now? I understand we are spoiled because we spent, what, 7 weeks essentially rebuilding and then went on a playoff run. You know, most other programs go through what the Packers have gone through over like a decade, as opposed to the Packers who made it turn around in 1 year. The way you build your program is to invest long-term, especially high-end draft picks. I get it. I get it. Everybody wants an immediate contributor. Everybody wants someone who will light it up and wow people their rookie year. But more often than not, your championship teams, the core of those teams is built through the draft, is built by guys who are long-term answers inside your program. So yes, can they afford it? Yes, they can. 100%, because that is how you build championship teams. No question about it. Charlie, thanks again, man. Random Packer, Baoju. We got another one. Two Baojus. Oh, boy. Oh, we got some spam up in here in the Facebooks. What's up, Facebook spam? How you doing? Dustin, thanks again, man. Nags, will I see you on Shadow Lane for training camp? A little whiskey tasting, possibly? We appreciate you, Nags. Thanks for the daily. Thanks, Dustin. Yes, training camp comes. I'll be on Shadow Lane. I'll be living on Shadow Lane, essentially, during camp. So, say hi. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Are you coming to Green Bay for the draft next year? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? Yes, sir. I will definitely be in Green Bay for the draft next year. No question about it. On Culture, what's up, man? I figured at your age, you'd remember the old SNL bit that reference came from. I might be older than you. You might be, but I might just not be in the Saturday Night Live mindset at the moment. Which, by the way, the Beavis and Butthead sketch this past weekend was hilarious. Albert, what's up? Random Packer, Max Zendeja. Well played. Well played. Outstanding pull. All right, everybody. I have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And don't forget, only 9 days left until the NFL draft. That's plenty of time to get yourself a Cheesehead TV draft guide. Go to the link in the description of this video. Buy your draft guide. Pour over it. Get to know each and every one of these prospects from a Packers point of view. Plus, there's tons of other great Packers content on offer. Be sure you do it. The Cheesehead TV draft guide. Outstanding stuff each and every year. Get yours now. Thanks a lot, everybody. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, this week's happy hour at the top of the hour. I'll see you there. Info is on the respective pages. Everyone else, thanks so much. Please hit like, hit subscribe. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.